Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour of power here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP. Alongside Linnell Willingham, or should I say Debo Samuel hater and Linnell Willingham?
Well, you are a Debo hater.
And I'm not.
Landfill, thank you for, because I said it on the air and it didn't get the reaction I wanted, so thank you for acknowledging it during the break. You have made such a point of Debo's production falling off over the past two seasons. It is.
Has it not?
Why, though? Because of the addition of Christian McCaffrey.
It's not as explosive.
No, it's because they've added Christian McCaffrey and the touches are not there for him, which is why he wants out, or why he wanted out of San Fran in the first place. This wasn't a money thing. This wasn't a, I don't like them anymore. He wanted to be a focal point of the offense. And when you think about it, Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk, Pearsall, all guys that get the ball ahead of Debo in San Fran.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. You can talk about the Debo thing, or you can ask us a question. Usually ask B. Mitch anything. B. Mitch out today. So ask me or Linnell anything. Again, 800-636-1067.
Shane is in D.C.
Get out to Shane. What's up, Shane?
What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Friday to you guys.
What's going on, big man?
Hey, first of all, I totally agree with you what they're talking about. Debo is, we got number one, he's a year older. And if you think about it, he's really not had a good year since his rookie year. I think it was the most overhyped trade that the Commanders got. I'm with you. I think 800 yards, if that. Number one, can he stay on the field? Can he stay healthy? Let's say that, first of all. Can he stay healthy? And two, I think he's better in the slot than it would be anywhere. I think that we do need a number two. But I totally agree with you. I think this is not the most exciting trade of this team. I don't think it was. I was kind of disappointed for the money we're paying him, what, $20 million or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think that's the issue. Like, for
that's,
a fifth-round pick.
That's a lot
pick,
of money, man.
That's a lot of money for. No issue. The $20 million, I think, is the thing for me.
It's for one
that's
year.
That's what I'm saying, too.
That's the other problem.
For one year, I need him to go out there and get that $17.
Exactly.
I need him to be the old one. I don't need a $20 million a year, a third receiver on the team. I can get that in the damn draft. I can get that off a free agency.
See,
they're a dime and a dozen.
I just think
the wide receivers and running backs, what we truly needed was a safety and another corner. That's what I was disappointed on. Lattimore last year, he didn't show me anything when he came up here. Yeah, he was hurt. He came over here late in the trade. But, you know, if he doesn't pan out, that's going to go down as a bad trade as
well.
Hey,
he looked good against the Saints with no one.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. You can mention that he didn't get the touches. Well, if he was good enough, Linnell, he would have got the touches at San Francisco.
That's fair, I guess.
It is
but
fair.
No.
I mean, he's Ayuk. You trying to say that Ayuk got all the catches and he was supposed to be the number one receiver?
I mean, the quarterback.
And now he beat
him. Well, like, here's the thing.
You can't blame the quarterback.
The quarterback determined where the football goes.
Here's the thing, Shane. This is why I'm down on Debo. I think in his little niche role where he can catch stuff behind the line of scrimmage and in screens and drag
yeah,
routes
good.
And stuff like that, he's good. The issue was, how many times did San Francisco get into the playoffs and they needed someone to step up and get open against man coverage and no
and
one ever
did.
Got open? And Debo was one
Christian
of those guys.
Kirk. I'd take Kirk over Debo. I would have taken Christian Kirk, a true
I completely
receiver,
agree.
If you will, a true receiver at a number two, and then Terry's. Look what Terry did last year. And you think he's going to score 20 touchdowns this year? I'll take that bet right now. I'll take 1,000 to 1.
Yeah.
Meaning if Debo scored 20 touchdowns, you owe me $1,000?
Absolutely. I'll take that bet and vice versa. I'll take that bet
The way my bank account is set up, vice versa is not possible. So let's keep it real. You know, I'm going to tell you how T.I. is, man. But no, here's why I say 20 touchdowns. I know that number seems astronomical.
It is, by the way.
It is. I know. I just, the point to me is.
You're playing with no Madden. Wow.
I think the red zone is really where he can help you out at, man.
Big time.
And with the misdirection stuff. And I'm excited to see how they actually use him. Like, that to me is the more exciting thing.
So here's where I like what they're going to be able to do is I think this team wasn't able to run the football the second half of the year. So you could play the safeties a little bit deeper, knowing that really they also didn't have great long threats. But Terry was kind of that guy, so they could always shade over Terry. They could play a little bit deeper if they wanted. Now, with some of this horizontal stuff with Debo, because I know it sounds like I don't like the acquisition. I don't mind it because I think it brings people up closer to the line of scrimmage and makes them play a true horizontal game. They have to cover the entire width of the football field now. But I just don't think that the way that some people look at this
guy,
it's going to be the he's going to take the offense to the next level, and I think he helps the offense.
Dude.
I don't think he's going to be the difference maker that some people think he's going to be.
Do you understand that, like, Cliff – I'm trying to compare, I don't want to get too biblical here, but like Cliff is like, he's special with what he gets out of folks.
Absolutely.
Look at what they got out of Olamide Zaccheaus last year. You're telling me Debo can't go for 800? Didn't OZ have like 500 yards last year?
Yeah, and you're expecting him to go for 1,400.
Debo's the better player. I didn't say 1,400. I'm saying total yards.
Yeah.
In total, meaning I could see him going for 900 yards receiving, 400 yards rushing. I think he's going to get used a lot in the backfield.
He can't run between the tackles because then he's going to get injured. And the other part about this, too, is I don't love the idea that if you're trying to build something long-term, you've got a rental in Debo. Because the likelihood is if Debo plays well, you're not going to sign him long-term. And if Debo doesn't play well, then you're not bringing him back. Debo's here for 1 year.
I don't think that's necessarily just some guarantee. If he plays well, you don't just let a good football player out of your building because you're worried about cost. You're able to stomach a lot of the costs right now because of Jaden being on the rookie deal. I think if he plays well, you sign him.
I don't think so.
I felt the same way about
not
Tunsil.
Not for what he's going to ask. He's already making 20. You think he's going to go for any less than that? No. I'm not paying a guy that's on the verge of turning 30 $20 million when he has not been able to hold up physically and he's not someone that I can trust to win one-on-one on the outside.
Let's see what the callers think. 1-800-636-1067. Devon is in Rockville. What's going on, Devon? How you doing, brother?
Hey, Linnell, man. Hey, man, this is what kills me about our fan base, right? It's the simple fact that last year, right, Dan Quinn, Adams, Peters come in, and we pretty much questioned the guys that they brung in because what? They didn't have the name. The people that we brung in played a contributing part to why we went 12-5 in the regular season all the way into the NFC Championship, one game away from the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to be like you're in the Super Bowl bubble. So to make the move for a Debo Samuels, and this is what gets me about people that don't think that he can blossom in this system when – they want to say he's injury prone. I got it pulled up right now. 2021, he had a groin injury that came in week 14. It's only at that time, wasn't it 16 games?
Yep.
In 22, he got hurt in week 8 with a hamstring. Okay. And then 22, he came back from week 8 and he got hurt in week 12 in the same year. 2022, he got hurt at week 15. And last year, he got hurt. But this is what I'm saying. He's an explosive physical player. This is what's going to happen. If you don't think he's going to blossom in this, he's never been a prolific. I hear what he's saying. He's saying he can't win truly in one-on-one. But why do we need him to truly win one-on-one? He's going to be lined up all over the place, man. I don't get it. It's like you want
to. I think what they're lacking is they needed a true number two receiver. I like the idea that you get a weapon that can help you out.
But with our quarterback, that's all you need. You don't need a true nothing. You just need weapons out there for him.
Sure. Sure, and I get your point. I just think when you look at what Debo provides you, I don't think he's particularly good against man coverage. I don't think he's particularly good against zone coverage.
Teams can't play man against us because we got the speed.
I don't think he's good against zone.
My last point is this, right? If we are believing in Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, they the one that brought them in here. So obviously they see something, right?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
why don't we just sit back and allow them to do their thing?
Well, I mean, that wouldn't make for very good radio if we just said, they're the best at everything. And I think he's a solid football player, and I understand why they acquired him, and I think that Cliff is going to be able to get stuff out of him. 800 yards isn't a horrible season. I think what's happened, though, is so many people expect this guy to come in here and rewrite what he did in 2021, that ain't going to happen.
Guess what? Hammer his over for catches in week one. The first play of the game is going to be a screen to Debo. I'm telling you.
They're going to
spam Debo Samuel next year. That's what it feels like to me.
And they very well might.
They should.
I don't think that he gives you what so many people are expecting. They still are lacking a guy on the other side. I'm curious if McCaffrey can step into that role. I'm curious if Lane can step into that role. But they need someone on the other side that can help. I think they stretch horizontally with Debo, and I think there's still some missing pieces, whether it's being able to penetrate up the middle with the run game or stretch vertically. I think they have a nice number one. And Terry McLaurin, I think they have something to stretch horizontally, but they're still missing a couple aspects of the offense that I would like, that I would probably choose over Debo Samuel.
You know what's crazy? Maybe this is a homer in me. I think their offense is flawless.
Oh, my God.
I don't see a hole in the offense at all.
I think the running back room is still suspect. I think the tight ends are good.
Suspect?
Yes, absolutely.
Last year...
You can't excuse away Brian Robinson. He was terrible in the second half of the year.
He was hurt. The offensive line couldn't move me out of the middle of the defense.
Chris Rodriguez stepped in games and looked better at times.
It's easy to come in when you're fresh off the bench and haven't played in a month.
You can make excuses for B-Rob. He was not good in the second half of the year last year.
Let's go to Steve in Columbia. What's up, Steve?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Toby's trying to poison me,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I know. But let's set the record straight. As far as Debo's concerned, look, he still has a lot left in the tank. He had a health issue last year. He picked up weight, and he had an injury. Okay? They brought in the best position coach he ever had in Wes Welker, who knows how to work with him and get him in the best possible shape. He's motivated. He's better than any of the secondary receivers we had last year. He's an upgrade. We want Jalen to do less. And with players like him, and
Steve,
I think
hold on, Steve, hold on, Steve,
up.
Hold on, Steve. Hold on one second, Steve. And I'm going to let you go. I know it was just a natural slip up. You didn't mean it. I don't mean to call you out.
My son's name is Jalen, man.
I got you.
Okay, so I slipped
up. I'm messing
man,
with you, Steve.
Y'all be tripping, man.
I'm messing
look.
With you, Steve. I'm messing.
But look. You hear what I'm saying, though.
I hear what she's saying. I'm messing with you.
Right. No,
Debo's been to whoop my ass.
Upgrade. Toby, I don't know what you're talking about. All these, you know, like he's nothing. He is going to come back motivated. The man wants to get paid. He also has pride as an athlete. He'll be fine, and Cliff will get him open.
He's going to be motivated and give you the best 800 yards you've ever seen.
No,
Steve, how many touchdowns do you think?
He's better than anything Zacchaeus could do. I'm telling you that right now.
I agree on that.
How many touchdowns do you think he gets, Steve?
So that's an upgrade. So that's an upgrade. So what are you whining about? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not whining about what they did.
Brian, you hear this?
On the defensive side of the ball, a lot of people, the fans don't know some of these guys' names. They're bigger, stouter, and stronger than the defense we had last year. You'll see.
All right. I'm out.
We appreciate you. We got loaded. Toby, they're ready to whoop your ass.
Go for it. I'll admit, I was wrong in some guys last year. I didn't think Zach Ertz was going to be great. Zach Ertz was awesome last year.
I'll admit I was wrong with some guys last year.
I just think with Debo, I'm not even saying he's going to be a bad player next year. If he gave me 800 yards, great. I'm fine with that.
800 combined yards?
Yes.
You're tripping, Toby.
That's what he did last year.
Last year he was fighting.
Why do we think?
But look at who he was fighting for targets with. Ayuk, Kittle.
Terry's better than Ayuk.
That's not the point, though.
Zach Ertz is a big part of the offense still. They're still going to run the
ball. Debo comes here and it becomes the focal point of the offense, in my opinion.
You think he's the number one guy in the offense now?
I think he will be the guy that they feature offensively, yes.
I mean, he might have the most touches, but just because of the way.
What does that mean? That means you're featured, right?
Not necessarily.
Larry's in La Plata wants to chime in. This is interesting because I get what you're saying, Toby. Like, the injury stuff's real, but to act like he's just washed.
I'm not even worried about the injury stuff. He's not going to be some crazy guy. Larry, what's up, Larry?
Hey, fellas, I have a question you guys might agree on, might not.
Okay.
In the absence of Ask B. Mitch, let me just shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
Which one is better, Shake Shack or Five Guys, fellas?
Ooh.
Oh, shout out to Mark Moseley, Five Guys.
I like this. Yeah, Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Now, for a shake, Shake Shack.
See, I told y'all about my stomach. I don't do milkshakes. I shouldn't have done the pizza in here earlier.
But you're going to do coffee now?
Well,
is that what we're doing at 145?
Not. Probably not. We appreciate you as always. Let's
appreciate Larry.
Let's hit one more before we hit the break.
Five
let's
guys.
Go Tony and Rockville.
What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Tony, what's going on?
Tony!
Oh, yeah. How you doing, guys?
Wind that window up, Tony. Wind it up.
Hey, look. I'm not with the Debo thing either, and the reason is the bottom line is Debo is yesterday's news, okay?
Oh, God.
I was praying that the Commanders would have traded, would have finagled around and drafted Luther Burden. Luther Burden and Jaden know each other.
Hold on. Luther Burden, whose player comp was Debo Samuel?
Yeah.
But you laugh and you're the clown because Debo Samuel is yesterday's news. The 49ers are yesterday's news.
That you are correct about.
Now, Luther Burden could have grown with Jaden Daniels. They know each other from the SEC.
Yes.
They know who they are. Luther Burden.
Tony, let me ask you this. I'll say this.
He's going to turn it out.
Jaden Daniels knows Debo Samuel better than he knows Luther Burden. I guarantee you.
No, he doesn't.
Do you know who Jaden Daniels' best friend is? Brandon Ayuk. You know where Brandon Ayuk played last year? San Francisco. So they've been throwing with each other for two, 3 years now.
But the problem is this. Luther Burden never played with Debo Samuel. So he don't know him like you say he does.
We'll beg to differ, Tony. We appreciate you. Have a good weekend, man. We'll get a break.
800-636-1067 if
Load
you'd like to hop in.
Load the lines back up because I enjoy you all yelling at Tony.
Apparently, I can't stand Debo. I'm not even trying to say that. I'm just trying to temper expectations. But somehow I'm a Debo Samuel hater, and Linnell over here thinks he's going to go for 2,000 yards and win MVP. I don't know what the heck is going on. 800-636-1067. If you want to ask us a question about Five Guys or Shake Shack, feel
free. Good question.
Or if you want to tell me why I'm an idiot or Linnell why he's an idiot about Debo, feel free as well. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.